قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد فرقان أمين بسم الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم.
At the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this universe, then the earth, it was in such a state as if, you know, you have like a little mound of flour. When you knead the dough, and then you press on it and spread it out, roll on it, spread it out. So in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He, just like when you knead the dough, the flour, add some water and you knead it, and then you spread it out. So Allah Ta'ala, He spread the earth out over the water, because before the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the water. So when Allah rolled out the earth, you know, like when you're making a chapati, you roll out, you knead the dough, you put some water, then you roll it out. So Allah Ta'ala rolled the earth out over the water. So the angels, they saw this and they were very surprised. They were a bit shocked, taken aback. They said, this earth, it's been spread over, it's been rolled over. And obviously we know that water, its power is greater. So when they saw this, they were surprised and said, Allah Ta'ala, this earth, you have created it, but it has been rolled over above. And how will the earth live on this? There's nothing there, it's barren. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed that how the mountains then were born. The mountains were created and the mountains were inserted within the earth. All these mountains, we see the ranges of mountains, the hills, we see them around us. Even from my window I can see outside the hillsides, the hilltops, the mountains. Yeah, so different ranges Allah Ta'ala created them. And Allah Ta'ala, then He rooted them into the earth. And then the earth stopped. So the earth itself was rolled over the water and it was sort of floating on the water. And then the mountains were rooted into the earth. And then the angels were surprised and taken aback. And said, Allah, that so powerful are the mountains. Can there be something more powerful than the mountains, the rocks? Allah said, yes. There's something I will create more powerful and stronger than this. And then Allah said, that will be metal, ore. Yes, so strong that it will cut through the rocks and the mountains, the hilltops. It will cut through them, the ore, metal ore. It will crumble them, cut them to pieces. That's how strong. In other words, so powerful and strong is a mountain, but more stronger than that, there's strength within the dense metal, the ore. So when the angels saw this power, they were surprised. They said, Allah, can there be something more powerful and strong than metal? Allah said, yes. Yes, more powerful than metal, I will create something else. And that will be fire. Fire. And fire will be so powerful and strong that it will melt the metal. It will melt the metal. Anything made out of metal, in other words, metal ore, it won't have any strength left in front of the fire. Fire within minutes, seconds will melt it away. Angel said, Allah, shocked, astounded, so powerful, energy. Fire will make metal melt. Can there be something more stronger than fire? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah Ta'ala is praising His universe, His creation, and the angels are surprised. Yes, Allah said, there will be something stronger, powerful, more powerful than fire. What is that? Allah said, that will be water. So powerful will be water that doesn't matter how vast is the fire, but if you throw the water over it, it will quench it, cool it, even if it's hot water. But the quality of water is such that it is stronger. The most severe, intense of fires that is raging, water will extinguish it. Extinguish it. Then they said that, Allah, this is how powerful will be water, that it can also put out, extinguish the fire. Is there anything more powerful than water? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes. More than this, there will be something more powerful. There will be one thing, and that is the son of Adam, Ibn Adam. In other words, human being. Subhanallah. The human being's power, energy is stronger than all of these things. In other words, this whole universe will be in the control of Ibn Adam. The earth which was floating, then the mountains were rooted into the earth, then those mountains, when they were put into the earth, the power of the mountains was cut through by the metal, the ore. That metal, the ore that cuts through the mountains and the rocks, then the fire melted that metal, subhanallah. And then that fire, raging, hot, severe, which burns everything in its wake, the water cooled it down. And all of this power and energy, more than this, there's more power, Ibn Adam, that it overtakes all of this energy and power, ability. So this strength and power, after hearing this, the angels were surprised, taken aback. They said, what is it within the son of Adam, the human being, Allah? What powers does he have, Allah, that all of these energies and powers and strength that you've demonstrated, it will extinguish all of them in front of the human being? The mountain won't be able to stand. In front of the human being, the metal will not be able to compete. In front of the human being, the fire cannot do anything. In front of the human being, water cannot do anything to that person. Nor can the wind, because there's wind which is stronger than the water. Nor can the wind spoil him, affect him. So that power, the energy, Allah, that you've given to Ibn Adam, what is that power? What is within the human being? Allah Ta'ala, لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Subhanallah. A muttaqi believer who has got taqwa, fear of Allah, and ikhlas, sincerity. It will be him. That person who possesses taqwa and ikhlas within the son of Adam. No human being can imagine the strength and power of that person. Power doesn't come from exercise. Doesn't come from food. Power, energy is not earned through all of these other factors. It doesn't come through the state or circumstances you're living in. No. Power, energy, subhanAllah, it doesn't get eliminated by hunger. That's so powerful will the son of Adam be, that Jahannam. Yes, look at the strength of the muttaqi. The muttaqi, that Jahannam, once Jibreel alayhi salam came, presented himself to the holy presence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he saw, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that he was distressed. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel, today you seem very upset, worried, what's the problem? You look like you're afraid. He said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not ask. Today I have come back after seeing Jahannam, hellfire. And when he said, you've seen, after seeing hellfire, my situation turned for the worst. I don't feel at peace after seeing hell. It is so severe and horrible and scary, Jahannam, hellfire, hell. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, what did you see in Jahannam, in hell? He said, O Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Jahannam's situation is such that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, 1,000, for 1,000 years, this is at that time, not our 1,000 years, not our 1,000 years, 1,000 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he burnt the fire of hell. Then, became red out of intense heat. Then another 1,000 years, Allah burnt hell fire it burnt, when it turned from red to white, another 1,000 years Allah burnt hell, and then it turned to black. Black, so black it's present. And nobody can imagine the intense darkness and blackness in hell. There are no words to describe how black is hell. And the heat intensity, temperature is severe. The darkness is severe. This is the effect of Jahannam. That when Jibreel Islam saw this and came, returned, he was in such a bad situation. He said the heat of Jahannam is so severe that even if something, for example, you know, you have the needle, you know, you have the little hole at the end of the needle in which you put the thread. Even if a little bit of that amount, the hole in the needle, was to be exposed of hellfire, the whole universe would be eliminated. If just that small quantity. And the smell of Jahannam is so bad that if one thing of Jahannam was to be hanged above the earth for a little while, for a moment, not even a split second, and if there was the universe, the whole universe, due to the stench, would be destroyed. You know, like the people disappear out due to earthquakes. In that way, the world would just disappear and get destroyed from that smell for a split second. So this is the reality of Jahannam, hellfire. And Jahannam, who will be in Jahannam? He who lies, he who backbites, he who leaves the salah Allah's ordered, he who due to the love of the world is lost, he who leaves Allah's orders due to dunya. This is the place, the abode Jahannam, hell. Those people will definitely, of course, they will be in hell who didn't believe in Allah. But those, surprisingly, who've got Quran in their hands, they were Quran in their hearts. In front of them are masjids, the Kaaba, the house of Allah. And they accept and believe. They will go into this destination of Jahannam just on lying, one lie, on backbiting, or on taking the trust of somebody, breaking somebody's right, or swearing at somebody, or to break the heart of somebody. The fire will be there. For breaking the rights of somebody, for usurping the rights, or somebody's giving you responsibility and you don't fulfill that responsibility. And for example, the few days of thirst and hunger, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ Allah Ta'ala says that I test a person for a little amount of time. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to keep somebody hungry for a little while, or doesn't give food to somebody for a little time, or to make somebody sick. Or Allah Ta'ala gives somebody severities, difficulties. Allah Ta'ala never wants to give dhulam, oppress. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala loves the human beings. Allah Ta'ala wants to draw the human beings near. Allah Ta'ala, if He wants to draw somebody near, He gives sickness to that person. And the strength of sickness is such that 40 times that person, if he says, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimeen, 40 times over during that sickness, disease, if he dies due to that maut, shaheed, doesn't matter how big a sinful person is, that sickness was a test for that person, a challenge. We feel pity, but Allah Ta'ala's mercy is for that person. And if Allah wants, He can give health, alhamdulillah. If He gives health, then his rank, his status, it increases many times over. Many times over. So this, that the test, the challenge when a person's afraid due to hunger and fear, due to the worldly things, he gets afraid and spoils his iman, goes towards haram and lawful things, the enjoyment of the world, the taste of the world. Allah Ta'ala has enveloped us, surrounded us with the attractions of the world that comes. Look, he's enjoying himself, that woman, she's enjoying herself. We're sat at home and all we know is masjids, and we have to wear burqa. Look at her, look at him, he's enjoying himself. Look, they've made up, looked nice, showing themselves. I swear by Allah, this is the worst and the smallest of dreams. Those people who so-called enjoy themselves, ask him, how long did his enjoyment last and how quickly did the life end? Becomes a dream the next day for that person. It becomes a dream, a mirage. Night, he spends one night of enjoyment, it's finished. What did he attain? Jahannam, this hellfire which Allah Ta'ala is describing, this is Jahannam, this is the abode for such people. The person who doesn't pray salah, the immodest women. Immodest who? That what is that? We don't have those standard. It's not we who can set the standard of modesty. Allah says, I set the standard of modesty. That thing I tell you to leave. If somebody acts against that, then that person becomes immodest, that man and woman. That thing Allah has told us to leave, refrain from. Women, if they do that, then they're immodest. And those things I've told men to stop. If they implement them, they're immodest. They have no haya. But Allah has given the attractions of the world, the comforts of the world that tempt us, the temptations. We have an attraction for that. We have desires for that. Allah has decorated these things. Showed them 70 years, 80 years, 90 years old man. When he's dying in the hospital, ask him at that time and ask him about those moments in his life when you used to enjoy yourself, when you used to do this action. No thing will he like at that time. Will he remember at that time when maut and death is in front of him? And say, how long did you do this in the world? How many days did you enjoy yourself? Yes, how much did you like? These people are mad. We are right. Enjoying. All they know is namaz. And they keep running after the masjid. They don't know nothing else. Keeping the beard. Wasteful people. Have no understanding. Don't know what they're doing. Compare. Analyze when he's dying. That person used to criticize and mock. Look at his condition. Where he's going now. Where he's going now. And the way he spent his life. The test. The challenge. That Allah Ta'ala presented. Just for a few days. Allah said, make effort. Struggle. This life is just for a few days. It's for effort and struggle. After spending that time. What is his abode now? Jahannam. About which Jibreel al-Islam is telling us. Tell me. In that fire. In that intense darkness. To live there. And permanent forever. How will a person spend his time there? Tell me how. How, my brothers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us great opportunity. We're alive at this moment. We're alive. Tawbah is such an action, subhanallah. Action, alhamdulillah, tawbah. That 70 years, 50 years, 40 years in your youth. And this is a miracle if you do in your youth. And the tests and the attractions of life around us. Everything's in front of us. You can do what you want. There's gambling dens, alcohol dens, every action. Women in front of you, you can do these things. But, he doesn't go towards the sin. He doesn't implement the sin. So what a great life that person will experience when he's departing from the world. He'll experience nice things. Look how he stopped himself. One tawbah takes a person out of the fire of Jahannam. One tawbah. Life, whatever part or phase of life you do, Allah gives everyone an opportunity. SubhanAllah. Everyone's heart feels, I need to go to Allah. Allah gives a chance definitely to human beings. It's the power of Iman. Allah always gives opportunities. Some people laugh. And they just leave the opportunity, but others put their hands forward and do tawbah. Subhanallah, such a chance if you're getting it. Then what a great opportunity. Allah says, Jahannam is so vast. And on the other side, Allah has put tawbah. Repentance, if you do tawbah, all of Jahannam will be cooled down. The whole of Jahannam. So Jahannam is so severe. So severe. Jibreel alayhi salam explained that this is the condition of Jahannam. How it will destroy, how destructive the fire, the heat, the ashes, the intense darkness. So Ibn Adam has the power. Look at the power of Ibn Adam, the son of Adam. His energy. Ibn Adam, look at his power. His ability, capability. Ibn Adam, he's given the power. Allah Ta'ala has developed taqwa and ikhlas. The power of taqwa, the power of ikhlas. Just like the person who has taqwa, then he has so much power and strength. His power and strength is so much. If you imagine that from his eyes, out of the fear of Allah, if one tear drops, one tear, just a drop, just if you imagine the size of a particle of water, a drop of water, it cannot extinguish the fire of Jahannam, can it? A drop of water, but one muttaqi mu'min who has taqwa developed in him, he has so much power and energy, so much power and energy is present within the mu'min that the drop, the teardrop that falls from his eye, it can extinguish and cool all of the fire of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The mountains, all powerful, more strength than that is in metal, more strength than that is in the fire, more strength than that is in the water. Water has more than that as the wind, and more than that is the power in Ibn Adam. And the most power of amongst Ibn Adam is the muttaqi. The strength of a muttaqi, of a one who fears Allah, is one tear of the muttaqi can cool all of the fire of Jahannam. One tear. This is that strength and power. So in the universe, most powerful human being is who? The person who has taqwa, who possesses taqwa, who develops taqwa. Subhanallah. So on the day of resurrection, it's stated when people will be crossing the bridge of Sirat, then Jahannam will shriek out, quickly get out, quickly go out, leave here, leave, cross the bridge of Sirat, because you are cooling me, you are cooling me. I don't want to be extinguished. The fire of hell will shriek out, scream to the muttaqis crossing bridge of Sirat, quickly cross, you're cooling me down. Allahu Akbar. So what a beautiful chance Allah has given to us to become muttaqis. Not one day, not 2 days, not 3 days, all 30 days.
Ya ayyuhal kutiba alaykum siyamu ma kutiba alayna min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun.
Oh my beloved mu'mins, men and women, come. Allah says, Ramadan I've given to you, I've given you fasting. Come and become most powerful, most energetic, most strong, and develop taqwa, become muttaqis. What a beautiful opportunity Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Great opportunity. One fast. This power that we have, this capability, we've got the capacity, we've got potential, one fast. That the teardrop will extinguish hell. Imagine the maqam of the muttaqi in Jannah. One fast, if you keep in such a way in which from morning until evening you don't commit a sin. One fast. The fast, the capacity, the capability of the fast is that by the evening it will make you the muttaqi. It will develop that power and strength within you, alhamdulillah, that by evening Jahannam will ask you for protection. In the morning, subhanallah, the person surrounded by sin, but when he keeps the fast, he spends the whole day like that, that he doesn't disobey Allah in any way. He doesn't disobey Allah from his tongue, from his hand, from his eyesight, from his ears. He doesn't hear wrong. He doesn't do anything wrong with his footsteps. He stops himself. He does sabr. He endures, have patience from all wrong. By the evening, he's like this, subhanallah. When he breaks the fast, then Allah Ta'ala makes him so strong. He's the strongest in the universe. The whole universe, he is stronger than everything surrounding him. Yes, this is how strong, how much strength comes into the human being. So it's a great opportunity, it's a great thing to become a muttaqi. Allah has made it so simple, easy. The fast has that much strength. And if a person keeps 30 fasts like this, he becomes so strong. Subhanallah. The Jahannam, the fire of hell starts to ask for protection from him. Jannah is opened up for that person. Imagine his strength. Everyone in the universe, everything in the universe starts to recognize him. That you hear about the waliyas of Allah, the awliya Allah are not even comparable to the particle, the dust on the slippers, on the shoes of the Sahaba Ikram. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. He said to the river Nile River, don't you stop? Are you going to stop flooding? He called out. He said, are you going to take heed of what I'm saying? Until today, that river has not flooded in that way. Yeah, it's kept within the boundary, and it's trembled due to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's instruction. Awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, haven't you heard about them? Yes, that he's traveling on the back of a lion. Yes. The Wali Allah. And the lion recognizes he's the servant of Allah. He's stronger than me. If he's a muttaqi. And there are thousands of events like this. How? The snake is in front of him. He takes the snake with his hand and throws it away. My Hazrat, my Sheikh, events. That time when he used to go to Madinatul Munawwara, and he didn't have money, and this is olden days, and he couldn't afford to stay in hi-fi places that he could go. So he used to go and live in a basic, simple room. Subhanallah, my Hazrat, that room. Imagine the greatness of that room. It looks like a straw mat, palm mat, but it's the portion of paradise. It was the Wali Allah. His body used to lie down on it. Subhanallah. So then one brother from Medina, he said, I went to Hazrat Sahib's room for a reason, and I just wanted to make his bed, that bed that he used to lie down. I saw such big scorpions and scorpion spiders. They're dangerous, aren't they? Such big scorpions. You know, they're called tuan in our dialect. They were underneath Hazrat Sahib's bedding all night long. Hazrat Sahib used to rest on top of that palm mat, straw mat, and no scorpion bit Hazrat Sahib. Yes, underneath the palm mat. He said, I saw this myself. Imagine, and they didn't cut Hazrat Sahib. Muttaqi's strength is very great indeed. The animals recognize a person who's a muttaqi. Yes, the power, strength comes into a person, he becomes a unique human being. So these fasts, we need to keep them in this way. The reason that Allah Ta'ala has given them to us, He's given them to us for this reason. We haven't understood the objective of Ramadan. We need to understand what is fasting. What's the objective of fasting? It's not for stopping eating and drinking. Rather, Allah has given us a fantastic objective to keep the fast so that we can become muttaqis and pass Ramadan. Because Ramadan is the meaning that after every fast, a human being becomes a muttaqi. Come, let's promise that today's fast that we have kept, alhamdulillah. We are totally hopeful in Allah that everyone who's listening to me, everyone should have kept and will have kept a fast like this. Will have kept a fast like this. That most important, greater than worship, okay, read Quran, we've done this, I've done this many tasbihs, alhamdulillah, do these things. But more important than, much more significant than, is we shouldn't lie, we shouldn't backbite, we should save ourselves from sin, we should save our ears from listening to sin, we should save our bodies from sin, we should save our hands from doing sin until the evening. Oh, we have tried our best, pushed ourselves to stop ourselves, prevent ourselves from doing wrong actions, sing subhanallah. Then this is greater than those worship deeds. How much Quran did you read? How many tasbihs did you recite? How much dhikr of Allah did you do? How much do this and that, and on top of that we commit doing sins, continue to do sins, and to extend the fast. There are big screens, we're sitting there looking at dramas, 3 hours, dramas finished, okay, the fast has ended now, we sat there drinking water, wasting time, break the fast, then we'll go out and we'll eat food, and I've kept the fast, I'm a fasting person, and there's another, that's one style of keeping the fast, and that fast that extinguishes sin. We should forget the sins. Yeah, you put the cricket matches on, 3-4 hours, watch cricket all day long. The match is running on the screen, gup-shup, chit-chat, discussion, gossip, watching cricket, don't know about Salah. By the evening, sat there, drink water, break the fast. That's one style of keeping the fast. But does the person become a muttaqi? لَعَلَكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Does he become a muttaqi from this? If we are spoiling our fast like this, if we have, then today, this is the 8th fast that is ended, then let's grab the next fast and fulfill it and promise to Allah that Allah won't keep such fast like that. I won't waste my time, I'll keep the fast that makes me a muttaqi. May Allah Ta'ala give us all taqwa in this Ramadan. Wa akhru dawana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وزرياته وآل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد سلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا خبا يا ستار يا قادر المطلق دركتنا فضل وكرم من مولا کیسے خوبصورت وقت میں جس وقت تمام ملائک اور فرشتے میرے مولا تیری حمد میں مصروف ہے, پورا زمین اور آسمان میرے مولا تیری حمد میں مصروف ہے. یا اللہ تیری رحمت نے اس کو بچی ہوئی ہے, بارشوں کے طرح تیری رحمت کے قطرے ٹپک رہے ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہم جیسے گناہ گاروں کے ہاتھ تو نے اٹھوا دیے تیری بارگاہ کے اندر یا میرے مولا اپنی دعاؤں کو مانگنے کے لیے, کس قدر کرم ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہم جب ہاتھ اٹھا کے تیرے دربار میں بے دل بارگاہ اقدس میں میرے مولا اپنی حاجات کو پیش کریں گے تو پوری کائنات و ملائک و فرشتے میرے مولا ہمارے ساتھ آمین کہیں گے. یا اللہ جن نورانی وقت نے ہمیں کیسے عطا فرما دیا, ہم جیسے گناہ گاروں کو, سیاہ کاروں کو, اے میرے مولا سب سے پہلے دعا کی ابتدا ہم سے کرتے ہیں کہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. یا اللہ زندگی میں جتنے بھی ہم نے شروع سے لے کے آخر تک, پیدا سے لے کے اب تک میرے مولا تیری نافرمانی کی ہیں, یا اللہ تیری نافرمانی کی, تیرے حکم کو توڑا ہے, یا اللہ تیرے حکم کے خلاف چلے ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ گستاخیوں کی نافرمانی کی تمہیں معافی عطا فرما دے. یا اللہ تو معافی عطا فرما دے. یا اللہ تو سب سے بہترین چیز پسند جو کرتا ہے وہ یہ کہ کوئی گناہ گار آ کر تجھ سے معافی مانگ لے. اے میرے مولا ہم وہی گناہ گار, ہم سیاہکار ہیں جنہوں نے قیمتی وقت پر ہاتھ اٹھایا ہے تیرے سامنے کھڑے ہیں میرے مولا, تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ اس معافی کے بعد تو پر رحم بھی فرما دے, اور اللہ اس رحم کے بعد تمہاری ساری دعاؤں کو قبول بھی فرما دے. اے میرے مولا ہماری حاجاتوں کو پورا فرما دے, ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما دے, ہماری پریشانیوں کو دور فرما دے. ہمیں یا اللہ صحت کامل حج نصیب فرما دے, ایسی صحت ایمان والی نصیب فرمائے جو تیری یاد میں, تیری اطاعت میں, تیری فکر میرے مولا اور ہم زندگی گزارے میرا مولا, دنیا کی لذتوں کو ہمارے سینے سے نکال دے, آخرت کا فرم نصیب فرما دے, ہر وقت ہماری آنکھوں میں تیری جنت کے وہ نظارے ہیں جو تو نے ہمیں دینے ہیں میرے مولا, دوزخ کی آگ سے تو ہمیں بچا لے یا کریم یا رحم رحیم, یا اپنے فضل سے میرے مولا تو ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما دے, یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما دے, یا اللہ جو روحانی بیمار ان کو بھی صحیح فرما دے, یا اللہ جو جسمانی بیمار ان کو بھی صحیح فرما دے, یا اللہ جو ہسپتالوں میں اس وقت موجود ہیں میرے مولا ان کے لیے کوئی دعا مانگنے والا ہی نہیں, یا اللہ کیا کریں, یا اللہ ان کا کوئی پرسان حال ہی کوئی نہیں, یا اللہ ہم سچے دل سے ان کے لیے دعا مانگتے ہیں, یا اللہ ان مومنین و مولاد کے دعا مانگتے ہیں جس ہسپتالوں میں میرے مولا اپنی بیماری کی سے تڑپ رہے ہیں, یا کریم تو ان کو معاف فرما, یا اللہ ان کو صحت یاب کر, یا اللہ ان کی بیماری کو آسان فرما دے, یا اللہ ان بیماری کو سہنا آسان فرما دے, یا کریم تو اپنے صدقے سے اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے اپنے حبیب کی صدقے سے میرے مولا تو ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لے, یا اللہ ہمارا آندہ روزہ بھی احسان اور تقوی والا تنصیب فرما دے, اے رحیم اے کریم اے غفار اے ستار میرے مولا تو ہماری بیماریوں کو شفا نصیب فرما دے, یا اللہ بیماری پہ ہمت نصیب فرما, یا اللہ بیماری پہ ہمت نصیب فرما, یا اللہ بیماری کو سہنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, یا رحم رحیم اپنے فضل کرم سے ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما دے, یا اللہ وہ ماں باپ کو بخشش فرما دے جنہوں نے بہت ہی محبت سے ہمارے بچپن کو پالا, یا اللہ ہماری ضروریات کو پورا فرمایا, یا اللہ ہماری حاجات کو پورا کیا میرے مولا, ہماری تربیت کیا کریم, وہ ہمیں چھوڑ کے چلے گئے تیری رحمت میں, یا کریم ان کو تو اپنی رحمت میں نہ پلے جنت میں آرام کا عطا فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے مشاہق غلام جنہوں نے ہمارے روحانی تربیت کی میرے مولا ان کو ایسا لاجواب اللہ مثال سٹیٹس میں نے مولا مقام عطا فرما آخرت کے اندر, یہ تمام مشاہق ان کے مقام پر رشک کرنے لگے, یا اللہ میرے فیض کے میرے شیخ کے فیض کو تمام دنیا میں بانگ و دہن جاری فرما دے میرے مولا, گدائی سے لے کر یہ میں میرا مولا شمال سے لے کے جنوب تک مغرب سے لے کے مشرق تک گدائی کا فیض پہنچا دے میرے مولا, یا اللہ غذائی شریف کا فیض کو بچا دے میرے مولا, یا اللہ یا کریم اپنے فضل کرم سے ہماری تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لے, ہماری حاجات کو قبول فرما لے, یا اللہ جو بھی ہم نے ذکر کیا اس کو قبول فرما لے, صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق نور عرش زینت فرش وعلی صحب اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین, آمین.